Hello, and welcome to another episode of Trash TV. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Tot.
And we're back. Tot's back.
We're back. Yes,
You're
I'm back.
back. I'm so happy to have you back. We missed you.
Yeah, it was so fun listening to the pod as like a listener, and it was really fun hearing your guys' takes and everything. You guys did such a good job. I loved it. But I'm so happy to definitely go over this reunion because I have so many thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, you're back just in time for the very important things
Exactly.
that we have to talk about today. Yes, I'm glad you had a wonderful time on your vacation. As usual, just a reminder before we get into today. Oh, we're talking about Love is Blind reunion. Okay.
Yes.
Before we get into it, you, as always, can find us on Instagram at Trash TV Pod or on Twitter at Trash TV Reacts. There we will share some updates, things we found throughout the week, and our reactions to the shows. And if you like this podcast, share it with a friend, give us a rating, give us a review. That would really help us out. And I think that is about it. Before we get into our recap, as always, we have a bit of dumpster diving.
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa.
Dumpster diving is where we share some tea that we have found from throughout the week since the episode dropped. I know you just wrapped up watching the episode, so I can fill you in on some things that I've been seeing through this week.
Yes, I am here. I'm so interested to find out what you like found out yourself. Do tell.
Okay, so these are pretty good, honestly.
Nice.
This first one. I don't know how long these are. I'll try playing it. This first one is from Vial Files. It is with Jess.
Ooh, okay. With Jess?
Her feelings were more than valid.
What can you add to that?
I think that she and I were both kind of sold on the same dream in the pods with Jimmy, as far as like he was ready for marriage, and he was like, I live in Southend, which where we live in Charlotte is like the social scene. So if you are talking to a guy and he's like, that's where I live, you're like, red flag. He's like, I live there, but I don't ever go out. Like, I'm trying to settle down. I'm a homebody. And then I know when they got home, because again, Chelsea and I are friends, I knew what was going on. He was going out a lot, and he was kind of not upholding the
Well, he was
commitments.
going out a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I know that there were some things that he had kind of promised both of us, that when it came time to like live life with him, that's not really how it was. So her feelings were valid. I mean, I think that she was very emotional, but you're in, I mean, it's like an incubator. It's really hard to not be. There was a lot in there, really.
Okay.
Interestingly.
So this is part one. I feel like
There was a
I
lot in
know
there.
that we talked about Jess being on Vial Files, but I don't think we talked about that clip specifically. But yeah, what I thought was interesting about that is she is like he was going out a lot, which is obviously kind of contradicting like that crazy fight they had where it seemed like she was freaking out that he went out for an hour for someone's birthday.
Yeah, and also it's interesting. Well, this is a random thought too, but in the reunion, she was kind of like calling him out, saying like how in his interviews he was like bashing her, but like she's low-key bashing him in this interview.
That's a good point. I don't know if this is before or after that. If
I
she's
know, and
like,
now I'm curious about that too. I feel like it might have been after, but still, that's definitely interesting.
yeah, I thought it was kind of like sketchy how she was like, there were a lot of things that he just promised us weren't a thing. It's like, what is that? Drugs?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like not just going out. I don't know.
I know, be
Ugh.
more specific. We need to know the details.
We need the details. Yes. And then I have this other one. This is from
Feels as
Chelsea
before.
on a different
This
podcast.
is
Reality
okay.
Ashley posted this. I can't tell
Okay.
what podcast this is. I don't even know if Chelsea, I don't know how much they're allowed to say. Like how much Netflix can be like, you just can't talk about your relationship, but this was pretty interesting.
Not
You
shown
haven't
and it's
heard.
not talked about at all. Asked if he could stay at his townhouse. He said, would you care if I go and stay at my own place? I said no. Like I had a little wine night with the girls. I'll go home to the townhouse. I'm right down the street. You know, I'll go chill by myself. And you have your time to yourself. That's super healthy. Go ahead. He FaceTimed me in bed. Saying he was so tired. And we hang up. I just get back to the townhouse. We hang up and 2 minutes go by and he butt dials me. And you hear all his friends in his apartment, all the girls, everyone talking about the next bar they're going to. And when I tell you, I was just in disbelief. Like, this fool had the nerve to call me, FaceTime me, let alone, you know, call me, but FaceTime me and tell me he's in his bed. Like, it was the most... I was dumbfounded, like, because the night before...
That's wild.
That is so crazy. Like, that totally puts him in a different light. And also, this makes me more salty that they, like, we didn't even get anything about Chelsea and Jimmy in the stupid reunion. I'm like, so what was this whole reason of me? Like, why did you give me a timeline? Why did you give me all this drama with Chelsea and Jimmy? And then not even give them, like, their time in... the stupid reunion, and instead we had to talk about like freaking Chelsea and Kwame and everybody else's like updates in life. I don't care that Brett and Tiffany, no, not I love Brett and Tiffany. It was Bliss and what's his face are having a baby. I don't care. I yeah. need a tea for this stuff specifically. They could have totally got into it way more.
There was so much like middle with Chelsea and Jimmy. Like there was so much of the middle of the show, and then it was just like. It's over. No more questions. It's there. No resolution. It's so odd.
Do you know when that podcast aired, or when did Reality actually posted that?
I can see. It was definitely like kind of close after the reunion.
Oh, okay.
How do you see? I don't know how to see when reels are posted.
Oh, reels are kind of hard to see when they're posted. Actually, that's all right.
Yeah,
but if it's after the reunion. I wish again. Man, what the fuck? I'm so mad. Okay. Well, that was tea right there. That is such tea.
Definitely, definitely. I'd be so mad. Like, basically, he's acting. He's like calling her acting. Oh, I'm going to sleep. And then he's like, and he asked to stay at his own apartment just so that he could go out with his friends without her knowing, basically.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That is pretty wild.
Okay. The last thing I have for you. Which is being, well, I'm reading it from the Bachelorette, but there it's been reported a couple places. So the headline, let me know what you think of this headline versus like what is actually being said here. Okay. Headline is Love is Blind's Jimmy reveals he's open to dating AD after calling off Chelsea wedding. And then the article reads, this snippet of it says, in fact, the Love is Blind star reveals he's not closing the door on dating the season six star after calling off his wedding to Chelsea. We'll see, Jimmy exclusively told E. Quote, I think the world of AD, so I don't want to say no just yet. And while Jimmy initially said he, quote, won't go there out of respect for her former fiance, he also admitted that he felt like he and AD shared a, quote, vibe. Quote, AD is amazing. I've already commented on her body, but she has an amazing personality.
Oh my God.
But that's not to say the reality star plans to make a move anytime soon. Quote, inside. I got a lot on my plate right now. I'm not looking. I just went from 0 to 100. I'm trying to enjoy the moment. I'm trying to keep it together.
Inside thoughts, Jimmy.
Yeah. The body comment.
Don't say shit about the body. Oh my God.
He doesn't know how to keep it inside. People were like freaking out about this. And... I feel like it's more like he was asked, would you date AD? And he was kind of politely like, she's great. You know, I wouldn't say it's never, but like.
Yeah, like open to it, but not going to look for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. After everything, I kind of think he's shady. So who knows? He might have been like, oh, yeah, definitely going to tap that.
It's in the plan. It's in the 2-year plan.
Yeah.
That's so true. We trust Jimmy less after this, I think.
Yeah. I'm just let's go ahead and like dive into our episode, I think, because there's a lot of things I'm just like It was a lot, but also not enough at the same time, I guess.
All right, let's get into it. You got your margarita?
Got my marg.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. So we start the episode out with like the intro, kind of showing like behind the scenes of the pods and stuff, which is kind of cool. We also see some like cameos of some alumni.
Yeah.
And also we have a live audience too, which is really cool. But the thing that I thought was weird, like, they didn't really have like a main introduction with everybody. They just had like, all right, everybody come on out, and everybody just came out. Usually yeah. I feel like here's so and so and so and so, and then they come out, you know, stuff like that. But maybe just different because of the live audience.
It was weird. They were like, oh, we're at the actual stage of Love is Blind. What does that mean? This has never been a show that's on stage. Like, what?
I know.
What's the actual stage?
Yeah, that's a good point. I have no idea what they were trying to say at that point. I really did. I was kind of confused at that point, too.
Yeah. I think I liked the live audience. It kind of gave it more of like a Maury kind of yeah. feel.
No, I was here for that. I loved it. Let's see here. So we also get this weird flash, like a scene of Trevor waiting in the pod still.
Being cooked.
Countdown timer. Yeah. Cooking for 30 minutes.
This should have done a little like microwave ding, like ding ding, Trevor's ready.
Yeah, I was like, okay, random but sure. I mean, might as well just do the same thing for Sarah Ann almost, but whatever. Okay, they start off with kind of like talking with Johnny and Amy for a second. Kind of saying like, oh, let's see like how the past year or like how they've been doing. They kind of do this twice in this episode, which I was like, just give them one segment. Because I thought they were going to talk about more things, but again, there wasn't really much to talk about. So in this like 1 minute clip for the two of them, they just like said like, oh yeah, we have a great time with the family still. Showed some like family photos, which I thought were hilarious. I still love them as a couple. I think they're really funny.
Yeah. I feel like they did not know what to do with Johnny and Amy, like this whole reunion. It was kind of funny. I like some of the clips. I was like trying, like they were such just spectators. I guess like in previous seasons, like even like Brett and Tiffany, they were like the golden couple, but they still had relationships with everyone else. Like they were still kind of like friends and like involved and stuff. But it was funny with Amy and Johnny because they're just like seem so removed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. And then like, so that was like again, 2 minute segment. And then they went from there to catching up with the alumni, which I'm like, why are they even here? They're wasting valuable time where we could have used literally every single time, every single second that we used on these alumni people could have been for Chelsea and Jimmy.
Yes.
So very upset.
Yeah. They mention here before that, I think this is when or right around when they cut to the alumni. They're like, 11 couples from Love is Blind history have said I do, and 9 are still together. That's a pretty extraordinary number. And I'm like, okay, I had to do some research. So the show was first filmed in 2018, but first aired in 2020. But like, it's not even like an even spread. Like, right, I think there was like one filmed in 2018, and then they kind of like ramped up. So is that great numbers?
I know, right? I didn't even know that they filmed all the way back in 2018. You're right, because it didn't start airing until 2020. That's wild.
Yeah, but like it hasn't been that long, and already several of the couples are divorced. And oh, I did.
There's some couples that are divorced too.
Oh, I don't know. They said 11 said I do, and 9 are still together.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I didn't catch that. Now I need to do some research. I'm curious about
but
that.
But actually, yeah, I don't remember hearing about. They didn't tell us anyone got separated. Something else I saw on Instagram, this girl was talking about the contracts for Love is Blind. And we've kind of talked about how like you have to go to the altar or get you like this huge fine, blah, 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 things like that. Apparently there's something in there that says that they can't get a divorce within a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
which is funny because
actually.
Yeah, they do the reunions like they probably want them to come and be like, we're still together.
Yeah. Okay, I have some people here that got divorced.
Mm.
So, Jarrett and Ileana from season 2 got divorced. I totally forgot about them.
Yeah, I don't remember.
A month after they celebrated their 1-year wedding anniversary. Coincidence?
Not.
Not. Oh, yeah, I remember these guys. Danielle and Nick also got divorced. They were, like, also a pretty toxic couple. They were also from season 2.
Mm.
Let's see. How long were they? They were only one of two couples that are along. Oh, so they were one of two couples. So the season 2, two couples got married and they both got divorced.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Bad season.
Let's see here. I know, bad season. And that's pretty much it. Because, yeah, you're right. 11 got married, okay. The two are divorced. The two.
Interesting. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's not that bad of numbers. I just was like, well, it hasn't even really been that long.
Well, and they
just
started dating. They're definitely trying to like show that they have numbers. Like, we're more successful than some other people, like The Bachelor, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're contractually obligated to stay married.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we also get our first cameo for The Bachelor, Blake Horseman.
Yes. Crossover.
Crossover. That's kind of fun. He looks so different. He looks like a little kid in this.
I didn't actually see. This is my first time. I've heard a lot about him, but I've never actually seen him. So I knew that he was from Bachelor.
Yeah, I just feel like his appearance in general, he looked like a young little kid. He's usually like a bigger, in general, he's like a tall person, but he looks kind of short for some reason. He also like just like looked very goofy and kid like. I don't know. It was just weird. But anyways, it was kind of funny seeing them as well in there.
Yeah. And she was from season 1. I don't think I saw that season, but.
Yeah, it was a good season. Mm-hmm, season 1. I think season 1 or season 2. She was in the earlier seasons for sure. But that guy, she was also very toxic back then. Gianna or whatever her name is. Giannia. She was super toxic. And the guy was too. He was messed up. But that was a good season for them. Like, it was some good drama.
I'll have to go back and watch the old seasons. I missed some of the early ones.
Yeah, there it was really good.
Did you recognize Micah? I thought this was like Izzy's like blonde girlfriend that's on Instagram. I was like, what? He got to bring a guest? Like, who is this? I didn't recognize her at all. It took me so long.
She looks very different. And also Chelsea, even though I recognize her, she still looked a little bit different too.
Yeah.
But it could have been like really heavy, heavy makeup on Chelsea, but she still looks a little bit different. But yeah, Micah definitely is like a totally different person from when she was in the pods. 100%.
Yeah. It was wild. I have not seen his transformation that strong in a while.
I know. Well, it's fine, some before and afters.
Yeah. That's pretty much it from the special guests for now. I think they did talk to Gigi a little bit about being pregnant, and she talks about how she was supposed to be on Perfect Match.
Oh, yeah. She was supposed to be on Perfect Match too?
Yeah, that's what she says.
Oh my gosh.
Again, I'm like, is she talking about Perfect Match 1, or is there like a lost season of Perfect Match? Because
for real. Feels like it.
How she met this guy and fell in love and had this kid all in this time, like, it seems like she would have been talking about a Perfect Match that was casting a while ago. I don't know.
Yeah. That would also make sense if there was a lost season, actually, because of how long this gap has been.
It's infuriating, this gap.
Yeah. Infuriating. And but also, it's like annoying because we know that Izzy obviously doesn't win because he has a girlfriend. And then if Marshall was actually on it as well, we know he has a fiance. It's just like a whole big thing. It's like annoying.
Yeah. Too many spoilers at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then we go ahead and we jump straight into Jeremy, which I thought was kind of weird to start off with that, but sure. Why not? Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, are you seeing somebody right now? And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, well, she's here now. Everybody bring out Sarah Ann. And like, the door is open and nobody's like saying anything. And then I feel like, and then like, she was like, all right, let's give it up for Sarah Ann. And then there's like a mother of like little clappings here and there. I thought that was hilarious. Like, nobody wanted to clap for her at first.
That is so funny. I also like think about, like, so we were in an audience and, you know, like they yeah. tell you when to clap and when not to clap. So were they saying like, don't clap? Oh, no one God. Clap. No one clap.
Like, we don't. Well, we do get like little flashes of people, like, you know, kind of like, oh my gosh, like their facial expressions and stuff, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
First of all, I do appreciate how much time we got with this timeline, like in general, like in the segment. This was good time that we needed, and it was a very delicious tea. There's like a lot of like back and forth. There's like a lot of people, or I mean, Laura was also being zoomed in from her work spot. And she and him were just going back and forth because they both had different timelines and different stories. It was weird, right?
Yeah, at this point, I'm like, I don't really, I've lost interest in the truth. I'm like, actually, I don't care anymore.
I know, I agree. Yeah, that part, I was just like, okay, whatever. I just know for some reason, they each have like a different story. They have a different timeline. They can't agree on it. So I'm like, not a big deal.
I feel like they're saying the same things. Like at a certain point, I was like, I'm pretty sure they're all saying the same thing, but they're still arguing about it. I was so confused.
Oh yeah. My God. See how when they were introducing Laura to come on, like on Zoom or whatever, Sarah Ann and Jeremy were like not clapping, and Sarah Ann was like, oh my God, do we clap? And he was like, no.
No. Yes. You see that? I like that. That was funny. I think it's funny, like, I don't know, he's such a brat, and then like, but to be paired with Sarah Ann, it's kind of a funny pairing because like she just doesn't let him talk.
I know, and she like basically needs him, like, kind of. I think it was going skipping ahead a little bit when Chelsea was like saying like how, or Sarah Ann was saying that she doesn't talk with like any of the women basically, and Chelsea was like, well yeah, because you like unfollowed us, so that was kind of weird. And then Sarah Ann is like, well, you guys like kicked me out of the group chat. And then Jess was like, well, you guys were just obviously disrespectful to Laura. Like, we're not going to have, like, be okay with that and stuff like that. And then at that time, when Laura was like, or sorry, when Jess was saying, like, you guys as a pair, the way you guys moved forward with it was, like, super disrespectful and you guys could have done it differently. And Jeremy was like, absolutely. And I felt like Sarah Ann was like, shut up.
She's like, that's not the line.
Yeah, exactly. Like, have my back. You could have said something different to, like, at least, like, you know, whatever. But I definitely think they're an interesting couple for sure. Because I do think Sarah Ann is really pretty and stuff. But first of all, I was not here for her hot pink dress, her makeup, or her hairstyle. It was, like, too much. It looked, like, overdone.
Yeah. She looked like a Bratz doll, kind of. But, like, not in a great way.
Yeah. Not in the best way.
Yeah. It was very like junior prom 2010.
Yes.
Yeah. I do feel like they came in with different, I don't know. Like, I think if it weren't for Sarah and Jeremy, not that he, you know, not to say anything about whether or not he would have been sincere about an apology, but I think he probably would have gone that route. Like, I'm going to show up the reunion. Just, you remember like last reunion where everyone just came and was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so horrible, I'm so sorry. Like, I think he probably would have done that, but it seems like Sarah Ann is really like, we're not apologizing. You don't think so?
I think no, because he's such a dick. I think he honestly like doesn't care. He is a brat. You're right. He's like a total brat. He doesn't care. He thinks of himself only. Like, he had a whole freaking year to like apologize to Laura. He never did. Like, there's just so many, like, characteristics about him in general. Like, even when she was calling him out, like, during, like, the show and stuff like that, he was just, like, very, like, nonchalant, like, it is what it is kind of thing. So, I don't think he would have. I think they are meant for each other, that's for sure. And then Sarah Ann tried to have, like, her moment, too, because she was, like, telling Laura off about how Laura called her, like, a pick-me girl and stuff like that, like, talking trash to her, like, behind her back when in the pods or whatever the case is. And so Sarah Ann is, like, you know, trying to tell off Laura, and Jessica is, like, stepping in and being like, girl, you can have your moment. Like, go ahead and have your moment right now. But trust me, like, it'll, you know, she was just, like, giving her, like, a little, like, shut up kind of thing. And I really like Jess during this whole episode too. I thought she was awesome.
Yeah. She does a really good job of just saying, like, one little thing and then kind of diffusing, like, taking all the power away from someone.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Laura, I mean, I still don't really like Laura. I think that she really came, like, I feel like she felt like she really did something, but I don't know. It just felt like very, like, how old is she? And she's, like, calling people names, like, the whole, like, you're a pick me girl, you're bull. Like, what are you even saying? Like,
yes.
It's just trying to, like, label people. It doesn't even mean anything. And also, you're not even Gen Z, so why are you saying that?
And you know what? I think a lot of, I think her power was also kind of taken away from her in a sense when we saw that behind the scenes, or that never before seen scene of Sarah Ann apologizing to Laura at the lake house or at the lake party. She was like, I mean, I don't know if it was, I guess it was an apology, but she was also like saying, like, well, Laura was telling her like advice and stuff on like how to move forward with it, and also just basically talking shit of Jeremy and like basically warning Sarah Ann, like, I wouldn't do it if I were you and stuff like that. So I feel like after seeing that scene, I'm kind of like, so why are you still mad at her if you already kind of put it to rest? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's either like she's being two-faced or she's putting on this show like for the reunion.
Yeah. And I can definitely see that she's putting on the show. Like, she just likes the clout. It is what it is.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that was her goal coming in. It's like, I'm just coming kind of in here and like lay it down. I mm-hmm. did. I think I laughed actually out loud when she says, in that conversation by the lake, she says that all Jeremy's been talking about since Saturday is his image and how he's going to look worse than Jimmy.
Oh my gosh. Jimmy was pissed with that.
He's like, he does not have a poker face. You could tell how stressed he was this whole time. He's like,
oh yeah,
appreciate the strays. I thought that was pretty funny.
Everything.
Yeah. But then he gives us like a little extra tea too about how when he was stressed in the pods, Jeremy was like shitting on him even that early, saying that at least Jimmy's gonna be the villain.
Yes. And Jeremy's like, I don't remember saying that, but I'm sorry.
More evidence that Jeremy sucks.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then we kind of go and, you know, they are like, oh, well, Jeremy says that he has seen people, like, from the pods. And Chelsea's like, yeah, like, every time we see him, like, he's always saying that they aren't together, like, him and Sarah Ann. Like, kind of initially, like, telling, like, how rocky they've been, which is kind of funny because it's kind of, like, putting, like, you know, they're not, like, a perfect couple. Like, they weren't really, like, that successful. They've been going through trials and tribulations or whatever. But, I mean, Jeremy's like, well, okay, that may be true, but, of course, we're going to have our ups and downs. And long story short, we're moving in together, and we've been together for, like, a year. So, because they did come in at first saying, like, oh, yeah, we've been together for, like, a year and stuff. So, they're making it sound like they were solid for the year. When in actual, like, reality, like, they've been probably just having, like, such a, you know, they're trying to figure things out. So, they're not as perfect as they're trying to come off as.
Yeah. I love that from Chelsea. She's just, like, completely unprompted. Like,
oh, yeah.
Throwing shit in there.
Also, I thought it was so, like, random that they brought up Sarah Ann's, like, social media posts about, like, how she was like basically saying like, oh, we're serving you tea, we're giving you guys like something in it to talk about, we're giving you guys entertainment, it's giving. And they basically were like shaming her for that, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, that was okay. So I feel like in general, like Nick and Vanessa were less awkward with this reunion than they have been in the past, where like they just keep reaching and asking questions and you're like, stop. And then that's what I felt like started happening here, where I was like, I mean, I don't really care about this, and you kind of like reaching. And then I realized they were trying to make like a whole example of like, don't come on the show. And that kind of leads into the Trevor thing. It's like this very like, okay, mom and dad kind of thing.
Exactly. Where like, come on here for the right reasons, people. We're trying to get married and have babies.
Yeah. But I felt like I was being scolded, and I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm not Trevor.
No, I agree. I thought it was just like odd with how they were questioning that. And you're right. Long story short, it was because they were trying to make up a whole moral of the story. Don't come on here if you're looking for fame. Come on here looking for love.
Yeah. It's funny how like personally offended all the other people seem to get by this. They're like, oh yeah. Like, I mean, I guess if you're in that situation and you really were being genuine, that's your greatest fear. So maybe they do care that much, but it's just like, it seems dramatic of them to be like, I can't imagine like such an impure soul. Like, isn't that kind of why they all went on it too? I don't know. It's weird.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anybody's going to be going on like these experiences that are being recorded, like for TV, obviously, like you're going on for a little bit of fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, if you're not going on it for fame, then you should not be having a social media to begin with. But
yeah,
that's just me. So like you said, this kind of leads into Trevor. So his microwave dinger went off. Ding.
He's cooked.
He's cooked. They're like, bring out Trevor. I don't remember if anybody clapped for him or not. I don't think so.
I don't know. It was so awkward. I feel like probably not.
The whole thing was so awkward in general. They basically started off by pulling the receipts, was actually hilarious. Like, I love that. They read off like how and explain to him how he was like texting this girl before and after the pod. Excuse me. Oh my god. Before and after the pods. And he also claims like later on like how he was just like in a toxic relationship. Like he was toxic, she was toxic. I'm like, bruh, you literally went into this experiment claiming that you were different, that you're not the stereotypical gym bro, and yet he literally is.
Yeah,
it was so bad. I was like, okay, sure. So, and he also has like no defense. Like, it's so bad. He was like just quiet for like a good like 10 minutes. No, 10 seconds. But still, he was just like, I just don't know what to say.
Yeah. It was so, the whole thing felt acted to me, like bad acting on his part. But I'm like, why is this what he chose to act? Like, if you're going to act, choose, like, why would this be your strategy? You know what I mean? Like, from like the minute he came out and he's like looking so nervous, but it's like he's faking looking nervous. I'm like, why? I don't understand. Maybe he doesn't feel bad at all, and like he's acting that he feels bad and that he's nervous, but he's not. I don't know. It's just like very like weird.
Yeah, like the producers probably gave him like a script that they went over. Like, okay, let's write out something. Let's write this out. Okay, that seems pretty fair. This is what you're going to say. And then he's probably like, I blanked and I forgot what to say.
Yeah. But even when he was like, I had a whole thing planned to say, that sounded like a line to me. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Maybe he's just trying to be like so vulnerable. And then he's like, can I leave? Like, he just wants like pity card. I don't know. I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah. One thing I do appreciate him saying is how he told Chelsea, like, hey, like, if you need any more clarification or closure, like, let me know and I'll be more than happy to tell you, which I thought was cool, but totally could have been in line as well.
I mean, yeah, but like, why can't he tell us? Anything you want to say to Chelsea, you can say in front of us.
I know, right? We want more notes. We want more receipts. We need to know everything.
Yeah. She seemed happy with that. I don't know. Weirdly.
Yeah. She's like, I appreciate you. But it was just so crazy. Like, just imagine if she did choose him. It would be so bad. Like, he literally basically has this girl that he's like saying, I love you too, even though it was so weird. He was saying that he didn't really, or he did love her, but it wasn't like that. Again, it was like when the toxic part was, it was just so weird. And then on top of that, how like the girl was like, okay with him going on the show. And like, if he chose someone, she was like, okay, that's fine. Imagine what if he like pulled a Jimmy where he was like, oh, this is my best friend. And it was her.
She's the backup.
Oh my gosh. That would have been bad.
That would have been.
Chelsea literally could not have won no matter what direction she chose.
Yeah, she was going to be a star of the show either way.
Yeah, definitely.
I wish we could see into an alternate reality where she chose Trevor and then this drama came up.
Oh, that would be so good.
Re-record the season.
Yeah, exactly. From there, we go on to AD and Clay. I thought this was a pretty good segment as well. Basically, we don't really know if they're like talking, I suppose. He called, like, since the reunion, I guess to say, but like basically he called her after a few weeks and after a few messages not being responded to. But again, from there, it's like they're not really clarifying, like, were they talking much more after that or whatever, but it sounds like not really. He would say he would have done things like a little bit differently as far as like trying not to be so much of like self-sabotaging himself and stuff. And that he did feel like he made a mistake, that she is like the love of his life. And when he said that, she literally looked like she just got stabbed in the heart. It was so sad.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you buying Clay's apology?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I feel bad for Clay.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Like, everybody is saying that he's like red flag, that he's like a bad guy and stuff. However, like, I truly feel like if he were a bad guy, like, he would have, for the right reason, said no, because he didn't want to like mess her up. So I feel like that's I respect that in a sense. I'm like, okay, at least you said no. You know what I mean? And then he did say that he's like been going to therapy and he's been getting work done and stuff. Am I like in the wrong for that, Rach?
No, I don't think he's like, I don't think he's a bad guy. Like, the whole time, I mean, I thought they were doing really well until obviously he said no. But I was like a fan of how much like he was working on stuff. And I think that was genuine. And I do think he just like really wasn't that into her, and so it was a good decision to say no. But here, like, I don't think, here I'm just not really buying that like he really wants to get back with her. I feel more like he feels bad now that he's like seen the show and seen the reaction, and like it's a lot to him, and he wants to seem like apologetic and like kind of clear his name. But not that he, yeah, I don't think that he's like a bad guy. I just think that he really wasn't into her and he probably made the right choice. But this, I don't know. I didn't know if this was like genuine, and if it's not genuine, then this would bother me because
I do think he has been genuine as well. Like, I just feel like, at least in this reunion part as well, looks like that he did regret it. And he even says that he would, of course, be like open to date her like 1,000%. On the other side, she kind of feels like, I think she wants to say yes, but she also doesn't want to be like a clown for it either. So that's why she's like, say no, next question. And then when he's like, oh, 1,000%, she's like, no way. She kind of like was getting excited, but then she like caught herself, was like, no, you already tried it, like, you lost it, da-da-da, stuff like that. But then it goes into like him talking a little bit more and like even choking up and almost crying, saying that, you know, he loves her and he wants to be his best and he went to therapy, etc. That like that whole entire narrative was being shown, and that's kind of, again, like, why I think he is, like, genuine as well, because, like, that's, it is being very vulnerable to, like, share that stuff and to almost, like, as, like, a man to be crying on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He's definitely, like, really putting himself out there. They bring Brett into it.
Mm-hmm.
Brett's like, thanks, but, like, don't use me as an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
That is cute.
I did not ask to be part of this narrative.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the audience, you're being chosen. After that, we talk about Amy and Johnny for, like, a minute with birth control.
Yeah.
And we just know that she didn't go on birth control and he didn't get a vasectomy. So they figured things out, which I'm like, hooray, good for you.
They figured things out, yeah. As we all assumed. People really want the details. It's like, guys, chill.
I know, exactly. Then we get, like, these questions from social media that the alumni are reading off. For example, they're asking Jessica, like, oh, does Autumn, her daughter, like, watch the show? And she's like, yeah, some of it. Johnny and Amy, where condoms not an option. Again, they talked about that. They had a question, like, basically saying, like, well, Jessica, like, don't you think it was, like, a problem? Because, like, the whole, which I'm glad they brought this up, actually, because they're, like, saying, like, well, you guys were having such a, like, a deal with Sarah Ann, but in reality, you also had, like, a disrespectful conversation with Laura about Jimmy. Like, don't you guys think that was wrong? And she's like, no, yeah, that was wrong. So that was good.
Yeah. She handled it well. She was like, yeah, I regret it. It's not a, you know. I forget exactly what she said, but basically, like, not my best.
Yeah. Opposite of what Sarah Ann did, basically.
Sarah Ann's like, I'd do it again.
Anything for love.
Yeah. They ask.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Ooh, I was going to say, well, they asked Jeremy about sharing his location with Sarah Ann. Who cares? He does. They ask Jimmy what his friend thought of Chelsea sharing their secret. And he is mad. He is fuming. He said she didn't love hearing it but was there for him as a friend. Then he kind of, like, starts talking about how he doesn't, like, share emotions with his guy friends, and his girlfriends are the ones that he talks to about relationships and stuff, and that they came on to support him. And then he says one of them is pissed at him for mentioning it. I feel like this is the one that didn't sleep with him.
I feel like it was the one that she did sleep with.
Mm.
It was just all very, it's a bummer, of course. And then they even asked the rest of the cast, like, oh, do you think Chelsea had, like, the right to, like, bring it up or not? Which that was
funny. Everyone's like, no comment.
Exactly. Ugh. But it definitely got a little bit messy. And then from there, they kind of segue to, like, Jessica and Jimmy. And that's when Jessica was, like, saying, like, oh, I thought we were friends, but then kind of calls him out with saying, like, how Jimmy was, like, kind of talking trash about her in his interview and stuff. Sorry. What were your thoughts on, like, that whole segment?
This is another one, like the Laura and Jeremy thing, where I've started being like, forgot what we're talking about. I feel like you guys are getting really specific and I'm not sure. And then they showed this like recap clip, but I didn't think that was the date they were even talking about. So I was confused.
I think it was like, so the first part, I think they were talking about the second part of that date. Because you know how they're together for like an hour and 20 minutes and then they took like an 8 minute break and they came back and then they were together for like 50 minutes. I think they're talking about the 50 minute part because that's where they kind of end things a little bit more abruptly or whatever.
Mm.
But again, you're exactly right. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, move on. Then they go ahead and bring up, they're talking to Chelsea about, the only thing they talk about with freaking Chelsea is the Megan Fox thing, and that is all.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I was so upset.
Yeah, like, basically, they the juiciest thing we got about Jimmy and Kelsey was that question about what his friend thought.
Yeah.
But, and it's weird because like earlier they do like a weird, like he grabs her hand on her leg and stuff.
I did see that too.
I don't know what that was about. I have questions just about that.
Yeah, honestly, they did such a bad job. I feel like we were failed in that area.
They don't even say, like, did you date for a little bit? Like, what, you know, nothing.
There's nothing. We didn't get anything from them. And I feel like there must have been something, and maybe they just cut it out because it wasn't live. They did edit it. So I feel like they must have talked about it, but it just wasn't aired for some reason. It had to.
Yeah. Right after this is the clips, all the clips of the baby shower. Maybe. Ugh. You're right. Yeah. I could have done without this, and let's just hear more from Chelsea.
For real. Exactly. Like, again, wasting my time.
I still feel like Kwame is trapped in this situation. Like, whenever he's like, oh, I love hanging out with Zach and Bliss, I'm like, do you, Kwame? And Chelsea's like, oh, yeah, me and Bliss talk every day.
He's like, I don't talk to
Zach. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not besties.
I definitely do not. He's like, yeah. I only hang out with Zach because I need to, because that's the only other person when we go on double dates.
It's like, that's why we started traveling more, because I'm so sick of them.
Thank God she got this new gig as Love is Blind casting person.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes, Chelsea. We'll see how that goes. Okay, so also we see that Brittany and Kenneth are actually BFFs now. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I have a lot more questions about this as well. Like, no real explanation for this.
Yeah, did they even, like, try, like, dating? I guess, like, long story short, like, they were just saying, like, well, we just felt better as friends, and, like, that was it.
I feel like nothing was explained. They're like, oh, Ken, look like you're on a phone a lot. He's like, oh, I was just excited to talk to my students. They're like, oh, it seemed like you were gaslighting her. He's like, I don't know, just process things differently. But then they're like, yeah, we're not going to tell you what happened to our relationship. And then, but now we speak every day. And we have to have conversations about what our relationship will be like when we start dating people because we're too close.
Yeah, awkward. That is weird as fuck. That is so weird. It's going to be a whole nother Jimmy situation.
Yeah, she's going to be, except they never slept together, so it's fine. They never even made out. Exactly.
But they were engaged.
Yeah.
Vanessa gives them like props for like how they speak to one another and stuff, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, they weren't like the best at doing that either. Like she would literally talk to him about how she felt and he would ignore her on his phone. I'm like, not really the best way of communication, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was a weird example. Like, I don't think I would watch Brit and Ken and be like, wow, they're such great communicators.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. We also hear now that AD actually went on a couple dates with Matthew Clark Kent.
Yeah, she's like, he's kind of cute. Everyone's like, nah.
Yeah, exactly. She's like side eyeing Clay at this time. He's like not even tripping. He's like, whatever. Like, literally, it doesn't bother me.
He's making some faces though.
I know. He's probably like, ugh, don't like hearing about this. But honestly, if I were him, like, he already knows that they're not together. Like, she's just saying this just for funsies to kind of like poke at him.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's nothing really to give or anything like that. And he's just like, get this over with. Like, it's annoying. But she keeps like looking back at him. She's like, well, yeah, like, I did date him. Looks at him.
Yeah. Do you think she was implying that they hooked up, or was it just her side-eyeing at Clay? Because
it did. Yeah, I agree. Because she did like leave like time, like silence, kind of like hanging there for a moment. Like, okay, ask like the question, like, did I hook up with him? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like the way she was like, and then the second date, he ended up cooking me dinner. Like, exactly. We're supposed to know what that means.
Yes. Well, to give you some intel, I did see a clip on Biofiles that she was on. I haven't listened to any of the podcasts. I have a lot of catching up to do. But she was on his pod, and he did ask her if they hooked up, and she did. They did not hook up. They didn't even kiss. So,
oh
yeah,
gosh, she's just messing with us.
Yeah, exactly, messing with all of us.
Rude.
Yeah,
I was fooled.
Me too. No, I was honestly, if I didn't see that clip, I would have been fooled too. Now, one thing I am very excited for, since we didn't get it on this reunion and they failed, is that Chelsea and Jimmy are going to be on Biofiles tomorrow.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so that will be giving us tea, because he does ask pretty darn good questions. So hopefully we get what we've been missing, because Love is Blind failed us. I'm so upset about that.
I don't really like, we've discussed, we don't love Nick Viall, but we like the questions he asked. What if they had him host a reunion? That would be fun.
Honestly, I would be here for that. I think that would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do it. I think he's been looking for something like that, to be honest, because he's also somebody who like loves the clout. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, that's pretty much it, though. Did I miss anything?
Just at the end, we learned that Micah and Izzy and Jess are all going to be on Perfect Match, which explains why they're all there.
Yeah, otherwise, exactly.
Why are they there?
Yeah.
And apparently Micah and Jess are like great friends now, which, not, I mean, that's, I like Jess, but I don't, we don't like Micah. So.
Exactly. I like Jess, but I don't like Micah.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to see them. They haven't told us when we're going to see Perfect Match. That I'm still waiting for.
Yeah, we just know, according to like the Instagram of Micah and Izzy, that it's going to be in summer sometime. Mm. But I'm like, what are you waiting for? Let us know the it's just very depressing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your video was like spinning around as you were saying that. That's how I feel too. Okay. Oh, do you have any trash reacts for today?
Trash reacts?
What? No way.
Yeah. I do. I have this one that is me. Well, I'll share two of them I thought was funny. So one was just this little cute baby girl sitting on this couch, just kind of like arms crossed, legs crossed, just like sitting in like blank space, blank face, ugh, I can't talk, having a blank expression on her face. And it says, am I the only one that felt like they just cruised over Chelsea and Jimmy? Literally watched the reunion, see a recap of their shit show, and we got zip.
It's true.
It's so true.
We got.
And then, my second one is a side-by-side picture of Trevor. And then this girl from, was it Judge Judy? I think.
That was going to be mine too.
Yeah. Whereas like AD says, nah, say it with your chest, Trevor. He's like,
Yeah, it's that lady. I feel like she's in a, yeah, she's a testifying or witness or something like that, and she's just like, she has the bangs and she's just like grimacing looking down.
Yeah, that was so funny. She's like, yes.
I love that one.
Yeah, good stuff here. But yeah,
awesome. It was a good reunion. It was a good season. They put a bunch of food at the end of the reunion, so we knew they're eating enough.
I can't believe they did that, actually. I didn't notice the food till the very end, to be honest.
It's getting worse and worse. Like,
yeah.
Next season, it's just going to be like shots from the British Bake Off cut in between like all the pot stuff. They're just like subliminally flashing like pictures of cake and stuff.
Right? You're all hungry. Yeah. Now I want cake. Oh, that sounds so good.
I know. It did look good. But we made it. I love the season. It was a great season. Much talked about. I think it was the most streamed Netflix show.
Yeah, they were saying that they like had a recognition of like being the most. Oh no, they were being the highest seen or viewed season or something like that out of all the Love is Blind seasons.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully more to come and Perfect Match coming up soon. So that is a wrap on Love is Blind. We still have two more episodes of Bachelor coming up the next 2 weeks. So if you haven't caught up on that, do that and follow along with us. But otherwise, we will see you for our next show, which we will let you know soon.
Alrighty, sounds good. Yeah, next episode is going to be recapping The Woman Tell All, which I'm so excited about.
More Maria.
Yeah.
It's like reunion week. I like it.
Exactly. Awesome, you guys.
Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.